How to start a personal brand on Instagram. How to start a personal brand on Instagram. I think the first thing that you should do, if you have a phone, download the Instagram app. When you download the Instagram app, you obviously have to do the same thing that you will do with any social media platform. You know, they want your email address. They want all of those different things. When you download the app and once you're set and you register for Instagram, the one thing that you want to do is you want to follow the accounts that you're interested in. So the accounts that, like, if you are into vegan food and you want to start a vegan, some type of vegan, whether it's food or what have you, you want to start that platform. Look up a bunch of vegan personalities, vegan restaurants, and start following those accounts. Search vegan, whatever it is that you're doing, and start following those accounts. Follow 100, 200 accounts. And once you do that, what you want to do is you want to have a plan on how you're going to distribute the content. But even before you get to that, make sure that you upload a nice profile, a profile photo. You can just take a picture of yourself, upload the profile on Instagram. The one thing that you want to do on Instagram is you want to understand how the platform works. And here's what I mean by that. There are several different parts of Instagram. You have Instagram stories. I'm skipping something. I'll get to Instagram stories in just a second. The one thing that you want to do, not just uploading your profile, you want to make sure that you have your title. You want to make sure you put your name and then whatever it is. So you want to be Valerie Smith, the vegan lady. So you want to write Valerie Smith, some type of slash as your title, and then the vegan lady. You also want to write down a description in your profile. Write down who you help. Write down your mission, who you help, all of that stuff. It only gives you a small space. Like mine, it says Andre Elvon, personal branding coach. That's the title. And then the description I have some emojis around these different words, but I help creators and business owners build personal brands to get leads and sales. Digital marketing, has a microphone there for the podcast, and motivation. Apply to work with us. And I have a helpful link with all my information, with different things to, like, the YouTube channel, a link to coaching program, and link to ebook that I sell. And now you're at that point on Instagram. What you want to do is they have these, what are these things called? If you go on my Instagram, you'll see where it has the little circles. I forget the name of these darn things, but it says coaching. It's just another tab for coaching, audiobooks, ebooks, podcasts, and a blog. I have that. And then, okay, now let me get into the content, creating content. There's a couple of different elements where you can post content on Instagram. You have the post feed. So that's just your regular feed. Posting content, your regular feed, where you can post videos, you can post different type of memes and things like that. Then you have the stories. People can go in and find your content in your stories. They're like, I forget the amount of seconds, they're short. You have reels also, which comes through your feed. Those are short videos. That's the short form content. And then you have live. You can go live also. There's something else that I wanted to talk about. Okay, the reels, the posts, the stories. The story highlights is what I was talking about earlier with coaching, audiobooks, ebooks, podcasts, and blog. You'll see the little, it says CAE, and then the podcast mic, and a B for me, blue writing on my Instagram page, on my Instagram profile page. Live button. We have made for you, which is actually, it's a thing that you can make this view reels created from your archive that you can edit and share. You have that thing. You also have a fundraiser button, and you have a broadcast channel button where it says reach follows at once, share updates. Actually, I need to, it says deepen the connections, engage with your followers directly in their inboxes to build community over shared interests in real time. I actually need to do that, keep the channel on topic. And there was something else that I wanted to talk about. Yeah, those are the, that's how you create content, and those are the really the different elements on Instagram. You also have, here's the one thing that I didn't share. It's when I was talking about social media and supply and demand. The one thing that a lot of these platforms rely on ads, advertisements. So the supply and demand, when they're not given, when they're not opening up the algorithm floodgate and just letting content out there, or whenever the supply is low and the demand is high, your ad costs will be lower. They want you to pay for ads. In other words, it doesn't matter if you pay $1 a day, $2 a day. Somehow, some way, the platforms want you to pay for ads. And you don't have to do that when you're starting out. You know, don't worry about that part of it when you're starting out. At some point, I think you should pay for ads. Here's why social media is so important. And this is why LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, I'm sorry. This is why Instagram is so important. Because Instagram obviously is owned by Facebook, same company, same ad platform. I think when you upload a video on Instagram, it is so valuable. It's so valuable. And here's why. It's so valuable because look at it from this perspective. This is how I think when I'm on Instagram. I don't have a big following at all. As the taping of this video, I don't have a big following. I don't know, 11, 1200 people. I don't know how many people, but not a large following. But here's what I learned about Instagram. When I upload a video, I look at that as so valuable because I look at it as a data collector. You're like, wow, how do you look at that as a data collector? Because I know in that Facebook ad platform, I can take that ad, I can take that video, and I can make a custom audience of every video that I made. You can make a custom audience on, let's say if you have a video and you want to make a custom audience from the people that watch 75% of your video. You can make a custom audience and target people just like the people that watch 75% of that video. You can make a custom audience and you can target them with ads. Instagram is super valuable. It's super valuable if you're building a personal brand. Okay, just know this on Instagram. When you're posting on Instagram, you don't have to post every day. You don't have to post every day. I think in some cases, depending on the niche that you're in, it's good to post every day. Post however many times you want. How about that? Don't put the pressure on yourself to, oh, I have to post every single day. If that's something that you can't do, be consistent with it though. Maybe on those days that you can't post once, make sure you post two or three times. Just post. Just fill the feed up as much as you want, depending on your time. Remember, you're doing what you want to do. You'll have some people that say, well, I don't want that in my feed. Don't follow me then. I think that's crazy when people talk this, I don't want that in my feed, just on across the different social media platforms. That's always funny to me when people say that. I don't want to see that post. And then they'll write a post, well, stop, you know, trying to tell you what to do. Stop being in my feed or what, unfriend them. Stop following them. How about that? How about this? Turn the phone off. You ever thought about that? That's a whole different, that's something else. But post how you want to post. Post reels. You can go live. You can post photos. Do what you want to do. Do it how you want to do it. Just look and see how other people are doing and how it fits into your schedule. Just do it.